putting on the hijab in all public schools. The guidance also extended to all government-aided schools that are owned by either the religious sector or other institutions, and it is currently being implemented. It hasn't really been a major issue in private schools. So basically the challenges that were identified were there, but they were resolved through a direction issued by the Minister of Education. Finally, there is what has also happened is that 2 years ago, the government passed the Peace and Unity Act, which I did mention yesterday. And what this act provided for is the establishment of district peace committees, which are used to resolve any conflicts that exist based on religious tolerance or any other differences that exist at community level. Chairperson, in terms of three challenges that are being addressed and that will be prioritized in the next 5 years or so. One is the quality of education, particularly the point raised on foundation learning. Secondly is low access to secondary education. If you have noted, the enrollment levels are very high at primary school level, but very low at secondary school level. So that is also being prioritized. And then the issue of teacher recruitment and capacity building for teachers that will contribute to the quality of education. So those are our three major challenges that will be prioritized in the next 5 years or so. I will now ask my colleague to quickly address the remaining issues. Edwin, with your permission, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I think the main issue was about the dropout rate for girls. You note that I think the